Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Funda okuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Beautiful sounds on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is a Wednesday. It feels like a weekend. And we give you the sounds of Bashan Michelle Joy. And before that one, it was Tim Godfrey featuring Anderson Bigard. And I said that when you're living a yielded life, you know you got the hero on your side. You got God himself on your side, defending you, fighting for you, and taking good care of you. So you can also say, I have a very big God. But the important part is to remember to live a yielded life, to remember to live a life that is just going to surrender and depend totally and wholly on God. He will guide. He never disappoints. He's always also on time, and he knows what's best. Sometimes we think we do know what is best for us, but we don't. He knows what's best. He is the one who has made us, and he knows what is needed for us to survive and for us to continue moving forward. The time is exactly 5 minutes just before 10, and you are listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, right here with you on Just For You up until 11 o'clock. And now I just said to my queens, no, you're here, so we can just go on. We can just continue and learn together. And I'm talking about my beautiful queens, Miss Mahlokgonolo Lidiga and Miss Prue Ramanyuga. How are you, my beautiful queens?
Good, thanks. Good. How are you?
I love your smiles. You guys, where do you get the smiles from? Is there a place where we can go by?
You know the song that you were playing just now? You give me joy.
Yeah.
It's down deep.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm sure there are people who have approached you and like, yo, I love your smile. And you're approachable. when there are so many people in the mall, people come to you and they're like,
yeah.
Sorry, can I ask? They don't go to anybody else but you.
It's like you're working there.
Yeah. And have you heard when you go and you meet such a person yourself and the person says, I don't work here.
Hey.
And they're like, oh, I thought you worked here.
And it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, go Rage. We were at Rage and someone came. They were like, you want to ask something?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So the person says what to you guys?
They wanted to ask about shoes or something, and we were like, no, we don't work here.
We don't. You had the face and everything.
You know?
Oh, man. God really gives us joy. Hey.
Yeah, true. He does.
So I was sharing to the family about living a surrendered life, and I believe that you guys are living that. Mm. I remember you were sharing about how your business is surrendered to him. There's nothing that you do without his guidance.
Yeah, it's true.
And for many people, it's like, however, tungli businessing. However, even in business,
yes,
you have to hear from him.
Yeah,
you have to consult with everything.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it's exactly what Joseph did.
Yeah,
yeah, Joseph did that. If Joseph wasn't living a yielded life, I think Egypt would have gone under when everybody else was going under drought.
Mm.
Yeah, but God raised him in that space, and so. We still need to have that mind of Joseph, even in this time.
Yeah, the thing is, God is in control and also concerned with every detail of our lives.
Mm.
That's why even when things don't go well in your business, where do you go?
Yeah.
When everyone can fund you, everyone cannot mentor you, people are not available.
Yeah.
The one place that you know for sure that will be available and willing to assist is
in Christ. Is in Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you are not in him, then what?
Mm.
Then what? I remember somebody asked a question during the week. I think it was on Monday or Tuesday. No, it wasn't yesterday. And says, but what if I'm angry at God?
It's possible.
Mm.
I think we've also been there. It's possible to become angry at God, but sometimes you just have to bring yourself back.
And it doesn't help, ne?
Does it yield any fruit? It's like being angry at your parent. Where you still have to go home after that. You know?
Honestly, it doesn't help. Because that's, you know for sure. The other thing with God is that when he puts you through something, you know he's doing it out of love.
Uh-huh.
And the outcome can only be best and good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unlike maybe having friends or people that can really sabotage you, you know their intentions were bad. But with God... you know the outcome.
Yeah, you know, Abu Jack Mutsuetla, Abu Jack works with us right here at Radio Pulpit.
Yeah.
So this morning he was sharing, you reminding me of what he said. I'm going to take just one part of what he said. He made an example of meat.
Yes.
That when you're going to eat meat and it's going to be delicious,
mm.
he says, he used the word, that meat has suffered. Which is true,
yes,
when you think about it. And he says you put it in a pot, you pour water, and then the water gets, you know, it evaporates, and then there's oil that's left that came with the meat. And then you turn it, you even go with your fork.
And hot spices.
And hot spices. Yeah, he was talking about the salt, he was talking about the peppers. And you put everything and you're like, no, it's not ready.
Mm.
And then you increase the heat a little bit.
As
a, so he says, and when the outcome is beautiful. You know, we always use your ingredients, like the bake, your cake, and like, oh, okay. But when they tell you about the meat and that it suffered under heat.
It went through a lot.
Even the heat. Yeah. You know, even
I think the
heat.
Same goes with gold. You know, they will tell you that it goes through fire.
Yeah.
You know, but once, when it's out, everyone wants it. You know,
yeah, I think if it was an easy way of writing the Bible again, we would use the meat as an example for the gold.
Yes.
Yeah, but you have to go through that.
Yeah.
And the outcome is, wow, this tastes good.
Mm.
And what I loved also what he said about that meat is that the aroma in the house.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, What have you cooked? And everybody can't wait to get their hands on it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this is what happens with us in the spiritual realm when we are suffering, when we are going through that and we're like, Lord, but why? And I'm so angry with you right now.
Yeah.
You said we are going to Birkenholt. Now, Arsaluko Bogonout. Hi, Riko Winterfeld. What are we doing? Kostachanguwa. Why do we have to go via Springs to get here? Talking about going the right route and all that, there's compliance when it comes to running a business in the marketplace. How important is that?
It's very important because it's one of the things that even it's in the Bible where it says that we need to pay our tithes and we also need to give back to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. So in terms of compliance, whatever government or municipality that you are in, you need to be compliant in that regard so that your business can go well. And also, if you want to do business God's way, the only way for you to get to where you want to be is to make sure that everything is in order.
You tick the box.
Yes.
Oh,
I think also also in terms of growing in business, if you need funds, for instance, you know, there are documents that you need to submit, like your tax clearance, CIPC documents. It's very important to have that in place. And also that gives you, you know, people can trust you because you have your paperwork. So it's, it helps you, you know, to thrive and grow in business when everything is in place. Your financials, because it's hard to even know whether you're making profit or not if you don't even have that, you know, you don't have financials. So it's very important. That's why even when you have someone who wants to invest in your business, the first thing they
you
got to
have the papers ready, everything good and ready. Know? Yeah.
So how you manage it and doing your, I think it's called business administration. That mean it's very important. And it's something that we, most of the business people don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And they struggle with.
Yeah.
It's so easy to just be tempted not to even register your business.
Yes.
What would you be faced with if you do not even comply?
you lose out on a lot of opportunities. People think that when you start complying, then you owe SARS this and that.
Oh, yeah, but it feels like it, Mara.
No, it does.
It's not. It's You're losing out on opportunities. Yeah. Like if your government departments come and say that we are ready to fund you, can you give us 1, 2, 3, 4?
Mm.
And because you felt that I'm running away from this person and whatever, SARS and whatnot, you didn't put those things together, then you lose out.
So in a business like yours, ladies, Urban Delights, what
is in business?
Before we go to
Urban your, Charity
yes,
Lights.
Urban yes. Charity Lights.
Yes.
In a space like that, you are in the food space.
Yes.
So when we're talking compliance in that space, what are we looking at?
We're looking at having your food security documents, CIA.
What is that?
Food safety.
Food safety certificate.
Okay. Meaning that you shouldn't poison people.
Yes. And know how to manage your food as well. And also being registered. You know, I once entered this competition for entrepreneurs and I won Entrepreneur of the Year. And one of the requirements there was having your CIPC documents or business registration documents in place, having your SARS documents, you know, in place, financial management in place. And with that, you know, you're able to stand in front of people and compete.
So for different businesses, you need to have different certificates as well that go with what you are offering, what you're bringing forward.
Yes.
Okay, so how does it protect you, the food safety one?
It shows that you know what you're doing. That's number one. And if now you have these tenders, for instance, you know, for people to really trust that what you
they'll
are bringing
be safe.
Is safe. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why, especially these days, they take you through training instead of just giving you the certificate, because anyone can just go and apply.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now before you can even get the certificate, there's a training that you need to go through with municipality before you can even get the certificate.
To make sure that you're compliant in that.
Yes, yes.
So they teach you what?
Yes.
How you have to cover your hair.
How your nails need to look. Kitchen.
Fumigation. It's quite a lot. Yeah, that you need.
I was watching a certain, it's not a document, a drama some time back. I think it was like 2 months back or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And these people just started erecting a, they manufacturing snacks for children. And then they realized, oh, we've got a whole lot of rats around here. And they started fumigating, and only to find that the product, the chemicals landed into. So those are the things they tell you about even before.
Yeah, because remember, even when we're coming back from where school kids were dying because of eating
some poison in the food.
Yeah, so the training takes you through that, where you would know when you are fumigating, this is where what you need to do, what you need to use. You close for a certain time, your food is covered, and things like that.
Yeah, and I've heard that there's a store where after 10 minutes they have to throw away the food because it's no longer safe for consumption.
Really?
Yeah.
And so much pressure.
Miss Prue is like,
I know, because I'm in the kids' business.
Yeah.
So you can't risk with things like that. If food stays out or it gets contaminated, you have to throw it away.
Yeah.
And also the knowledge, you know, the heat that you need, the temperature that you need to keep in your kitchen, in your stove. That is very important.
I was with a friend, the friend bought a lodge last year.
Yeah.
So we went to see the place, and he says to us, I didn't even know that the refrigerator has to be a certain temperature as well. And there is something, I forgot what did they call it. And he has to build this round thing where they're going to put certain kind of food, and it has to have an opening at the top. And I'm like,
You know, we have a store in Edgefield where we're housing different entrepreneurs, female entrepreneurs. And in that store, there's this lady who's selling eggs.
Yeah.
So we went there and we're like, yo, the eggs, the trays were a lot.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, maybe let's put others in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And she called us and said, not my eggs, not in the fridge.
Yes.
Eggs don't go
into the fridge.
So knowledge is power.
See, I'm scratching.
And she had to explain to us the reason for that, that when you, the minute you take it from where it is and you put it into another environment, it changes.
The temperature.
The, yeah, changes. Even the egg inside.
And then it
affects
the egg inside.
Yeah. Mm. And I said to Matlono, you know, her eggs are so beautiful. Like, even if you eat them after 15 days or whatever, you would still find the yolk intact. So she definitely knows what she's doing because of what
to buy the
she told
eggs
us.
And
guys, you have to take me there. It looks like they're also organic.
Yeah, because you like, our eggs is eggs, man. We're just going to eat eggs. Yeah.
And they're straight from a farm.
Yeah, so she's got a farm.
Yeah, oh, okay. Farm. You see? See? Yeah. As I just said, it sounds like they're also organic. And so those are the things that you learn when you go compliant.
Yes.
And do you depend on the municipality to teach you these things, or how does it work?
So in some cases, we would invite your government departments and municipalities, or sometimes we get subject matter experts. Like, for instance, the lady that we've just spoken about. Mm. If we've got ladies that are interested in opening a farm or whatever else business, and we know that we know somebody that's went through this, then we would invite them so that they can speak to the ladies. But obviously, you would still need to go through the municipality to become compliant.
Mm. Yeah. Some people are also discouraged by maybe the time that takes for one to get compliant.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, sadly, okay. I'm currently in that situation. So the compliance thingy. So what happens is, with me, I've applied for funding. Mm. And that funding also required some documents that I did not have.
Yes.
Sadly, I have, or maybe not sadly, the good thing, okay, I have been approved for the funding.
Okay.
But because of those documents, they can't release the funds. Mm. So, you know, for me now to have the document that was required, it's taking forever. You know, you need to run after people at the municipality. Mm. And people are taking their time, especially when it has to come through government institutions. Mm. It's always a struggle. Mm. So I have a funding that is waiting. But because of this one document that I'm battling to get from the government institution or municipality, it's delayed. So that's where
you have to trust
the
patience is tested.
and once you have all those things put together, trust me, it takes patience, but once you have all your documents together, then you start running. And once you even have the know-how of next time, because remember, you have to renew every year, then it becomes easier the next year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, there's certain documents that you need to renew every year.
Sure, which is like really important. I remember the time when we had listeriosis in the country.
Yes.
The company is still going through the courts because of that, because of people who have been. So when you are protected like that, so you have like a big brother also with you. When you are compliant, and we know that you are also, you have like the food, what do you call it?
Food safety certificate. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's also a COA.
So do they also stand up for you when you find yourself in such a space where people say, no, we had tummy issues after eating the eggs?
Really, the other thing, you know, the funny thing about those things, okay, it's they are good to have. But really, how
you have
do
to
you
trust
really?
God.
Yes, and also, how do you guarantee that after giving me the certificate that I really apply
I keep
my space clean? You know, when that meat falls on the floor, will I not really take it back if I'm doing catering? You know those kind of things. How do you really? You know, we live by grace. I don't want to lie, because it's a lie. It's just it's a paper. I mean, you have that.
So you need to have also the integrity.
Integrity. That's what I want to say. You have to have integrity to know that I'm dealing with people's lives here.
Exactly.
And I can't be risking with it.
Yeah.
That's where then the point that says you are doing it for God's glory comes in.
Yes.
Because you won't be risking with people's lives in that regard.
No. So you really need to be having
being afraid of God is very important.
And it's going to help you in your business.
Okay, so I'm going to take a break, and then when we come back, take us step by step on how we need to do all of these things for somebody who's starting out. Like I said, we are so tempted. I know how to do this. I know how to bake. So let's bake. And always when I've cooked that meat, everybody says it's delicious. So let's do this. And you just want to run without all of that. Or you know how to do dresses and stuff. So you just want to be without compliance. I'm just wondering if we might find ourselves reaching a time in South Africa where a person would be arrested for running a business without compliance.
They do.
Okay. All right. Come and talk to us more about that. Yeah. Let's take a break and we are coming back.
Okay.
The sounds of Pastor Andile Gamachola in the background. You matter to God.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
We're talking compliance, compliance, compliance. You're listening to Just For You with me, Swangile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock. Give you the sounds of Andile Gamajola and the song You Matter to God. 22 minutes it is, just after 10 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm with my beautiful queens, Miss Prue and Miss Mahlokonolo. I think I should say Miss Sony.
Yeah, I must get a nicer one.
Yeah. No.
Miss Sony.
Miss Sony. Yeah, I should say that. You know? And we're talking compliance. And yeah, family, I know that so many are doing business, but you haven't registered. You just wake up and you put everything together. You are out there, you're selling, you are in the trade space, but you do not have the papers. So we are learning about the importance of that. And for somebody who says I'm starting now, what can they expect and what is it that they need to do?
Okay, so firstly, you start by registering your business. And just to give you advice, registering a business doesn't cost 2,000. It's only 175 rands. You can do it yourself, or you can find people that can assist you with it, which is what we do. You go to CIPC website, you register your business, you get your documents. You don't even pay for a BE certificate. You can download it for free once you've...
What is that certificate?
The BE certificate.
Oh, the BEE. Yes.
So once you've registered your business on CIPC, then you can download your BE certificate and you immediately get your tax certificate and the tax clearance. So those things you don't pay for. It's just 175.
People have paid.
We know. And that's the reason why we started this network.
And they would send you to SARS and say, go to SARS and go.
And I said it's not once off, because once someone register for you, then you have to now pay again next year your annual fees. You have to go back to that person and they will tell you now, no, for this year, because you paid 2,600.
Oh my.
You know, and it's free then.
You and only to find out your annual returns were only 50 rands that you had to pay, but you went because you don't have your own account. Then you have to go to somebody else. So those things are easy and they are free. And then once you've done that, then obviously you open a bank account, a separate one. Don't use a personal one. Use a separate bank account.
What is the downside of that?
You are able to track your
financials.
Your financials.
Yeah,
and it becomes easy. You can separate things because then you won't be living from hand to mouth. So one of the challenges that we found is that people are saying, I'm stealing from my business and I'm living from hand to mouth. And that's because you're not able to separate what's personal and what's business.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have a separate bank account, then you start, you declare a salary and you say that this will be my monthly salary, and that's what you take and you keep the rest for emergencies, for compliance, for tax and all those things, because remember you have to submit to SARS annually, you have to submit to CIPC annually.
Yes, so those are the things. Maybe to add, how you manage your finances, your statement is very important, because now if you're submitting for funding and they can see the KFC.
Let's not mention stuff, clothes.
You know, the records, they really can really affect you. So how you manage your finances and
You have to account. Were you buying food with the business card?
Card, yes. So it must make sense. Your statement must make sense. And also the way you use your personal finances and the business finances is not the same. So you can swipe your personal card every day, but you can't swipe the business card every day.
Mm.
So it shows how you manage your, you know.
And your account to who? To SARS?
Yeah, investor, you know, when you apply for funds also, for funding, they also track or check that.
Mm-hmm. Even when you do your annual returns at CIPC, they want your financial statements.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to submit that.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have done whatever transaction that you are doing, it needs to have a reason. Like I came to a radio pulpit, for instance, and I had to put fuel.
Mm-hmm.
You keep that receipt and you keep track of the invite that you received from the pulpit, and then you can capture it in your financials.
I think somebody might say, Musa, I don't own the money.
It's not yours. It's the business money.
It's actually
That's
God's.
The mistake we make.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the mistake we make. We start thinking that then it's my money.
Yeah.
Then you can't keep track.
Yeah, you can't keep track. And now you've bought that big car with the tire in the bag.
Yeah.
Because you're not keeping track. So it's important that you put all of that into place.
Yeah. And the most important one is tithing. That will help you with everything.
But now,
else.
Because tithing is every now and then, I believe.
Yeah.
Whenever you do profit.
Every month.
Not whenever you do profit with the business.
Okay. When you're keeping your financial statement every month, you will be able to see what you have done for the month.
For the month.
And then you can make, you know, a once-off tithing.
You know, but there are those ones who would have, they call them gigs. They would have a gig whenever. So do you wait until that other gig, then you tithe?
If you want to do it once off, because also you must be mindful of bank charges. You know, the more you transact, the more charges you get. So if you know maybe it's a once off thing, you can take it, you know, out of that. It's okay. But if you have activities, financial activities going throughout the month, at the end of the month, you check how much, you know,
income.
Income you had, and then you will be able to pay the right amount for tithing.
Sure. Which is very important. And then you're saving some as well.
And we must also remember, we mustn't confuse it. Tithing is not profit. It's the income that you receive for the entire month. So you're not just saying, I'm going to tithe my profit. Whatever that came, whatever turnover that
income
you had.
From the income.
Whatever turnover you had in that month.
So if you have 10,000, you know.
Yes. Because even with SARS, they want the turnover. What was your turnover? They don't want what was your income. They would say, what was your turnover for this period?
Yeah. Okay. So is it a hard thing to do? I heard you talking about bribes that need to be paid at some governmental spaces there. Some people, not that it has to be, but some people make it hard for others.
Yes.
So for a Christian, what do we say?
No. No.
It's not hard.
We don't. Yeah, it's not even optional. I think it also goes with maturity.
Mm.
The minute you know who has your back, God has your back, you don't have to pay those things. Because
so
after
you just go
kolitali alone. Yeah. Sometimes you don't even
have to say kolitali.
No, no, no. Like you know, but you know you're going
surrender
to tell
them.
God.
Yeah.
You know you're going to tell on them.
Especially if you're trying to push to do things right, then you you go there and you tell them, I want to pay for my compliance, whatever certificate. And a person will tell you about 8,000 while you were supposed to pay 100 rands. Mm. Why? You know?
So does it work? Taking the matter to God, surrendering it to God?
No, too much.
It does.
Mm. If you need security. And we also, we have seen it as
keeps your
one
hands
of,
clean too.
Yes. And it's one of the, you know, biggest investments. Mm. The more you give to him, his principles don't change. The more you get. So if you want to invest and you don't know where to invest, invest in God.
Mm.
Yeah, support his ministries and whatever that is godly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you will get the return.
So somebody would even ask, then when do you use your money? Okay, you said
salary,
it's not your
salary.
Money.
Salary.
You said it's you not your
salary.
Money.
Yeah, but you, if you get a monthly salary, you know, every on the 25th of every month.
But that's where if you're not compliant, you won't even know that you need to earn a salary. Mm,
yeah, you get excited the minute you get 100,000 and you feel like, no, I own the world.
And you say that 100,000 is all mine.
Yeah.
Forgetting that there's business expenses and all that.
Mm, mm.
Yeah.
So it's very important.
Yeah.
And so you at the Ladies in Business Network, do you empower women in this regard?
Yes, we do.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
And we don't just empower women, but we leave it. We do it like every end, I mean, at the end of every month, we know tithe must go. You know, I think it's always best to do it than to always talk about it. Yes, we inform, we advise, we educate, but the best thing to do is when, I mean, to do is when you apply it. Leave the word.
I love what Ms. Prue said earlier. Giving to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, yes. And giving to God what belongs to God.
Yes. Yesterday we were talking about the tax season because we received an email.
Yeah, it is the tax season now.
And we were like, yo, SARS, we need to submit.
Yeah, it is the tax season now. It's open.
Yeah.
So you were not automatically, what do they call, automated, whatever.
For submission.
Like you find already they've calculated everything and they tell you if you're owing them.
No.
So you
have
to submit.
When you have a business, they don't usually do
you
it
have
for
to submit.
You have to do it yourself.
You have to submit. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I've picked up.
So, but for personal, then that's when.
Yes. Yeah. I've had it for personal where they auto did it for me.
And
I received something.
Ah,
like
look at that.
But you see, when you start paying yourself a salary in your business, then SARS will do that for you because they can see that you've declared a salary.
All righty then. Okay, let's take the last break. Is it the last one? Okay, let's see. And then when we come back, we're talking some more with my beautiful queens right here. There's something they are cooking for the 2nd of August. You don't want to miss it.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is 21 minutes just before 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we'll say hello to Germany Yanni Belsa on Perspective. And after Germany Yanni Belsa at 12:00, you have Lukom Kwedi Puti on Heart to Heart today. And afterwards, Germany Yuan Else on Something Else. But right now, just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock with me, Sibongile Mofokeng. And I'm not alone. I'm with my beautiful queens, Miss Prue and Miss Tlhogi. And Ntobekhaya. Do you know Ntobekhaya? No, you are. Ntobekhaya. Ngobo or Nkubo says, indeed, they are beautiful queens. Thanks, beautiful Prue and Tlhogi. Okay, do that again so that she sees that. Yeah. because we are also live on Facebook. And yeah, we gave you the sounds of Sir Martino Malembe all the way in KZN. Always tuning in, always listening in. And also, we love your music, sir. You have a message there from somebody.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
So a shout out to Massa. Who is one of our interns. So she's saying,
I think let's do this for her. Let's do this for her.
Hey, Massa.
Hey, Massa. She says, the radio interview is amazing. Wow, when I grew up, I wanted to be like you.
No. I'm still surprised that, guys, you got interns. But you can't, I think, do that when you're not compliant.
Yes, yeah. And we also have to transfer skills because we can't go with these skills alone.
But it goes with compliance.
Yes.
Because there are certain papers, certain forms that you have to fill in. And if you not have those, you can't even have internship
Absolutely.
Running in your space.
Yeah, I think we were also, fortunate, to have space. Mm. We have a great partnership with one of our shopping centers. Safari Investment. So they gave us a beautiful office where we are able to host those interns or, even our ladies in business entrepreneurs mm-hmm, are mm-hmm. able to use, the space for their businesses. When you have great relationships, you can grow together. So, yeah, maybe on that note, thanks. A lot of thanks to
Wow.
Safari.
Wow. And a lot of thanks for you guys to make sure you're compliant.
Yes, absolutely. It helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why even this partnership is thriving, because when they ask for documents, we are able to
produce.
To provide.
Yeah, yes. To produce all of that.
Yeah.
And so, you are running something, you are cooking something as the Ladies in Business Network for the 2nd of August. Tell us about it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we having our annual She Is Boss Market Expo.
Uh-huh.
It's the third one happening on the 2nd of August at Atlane Shopping Center.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be hosting 100 plus.
How many weeks from here?
2 weeks.
I think it's 2 weeks now.
We are already there.
Yeah, yes. So we've been cooking.
That meat is ready.
Yeah.
It has gone through.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to the day. Our female entrepreneurs will be showcasing whatever it is that they have. And also for the first time, we will also be honoring other five female entrepreneurs who are doing great work.
So you'll be giving awards on the day.
Special awards, to one of the ladies that we have there. She's a domestic worker, and from being a domestic worker, now she's selling uniform, a very beautiful uniform for domestic workers.
She leave
she's still working
and her boss understands.
She's even running trainings and informing or empowering other domestic workers, especially on social media daily. You should see her
work. Isn't the one who would tell you what to use to remove a stain and
have you seen the one with pap?
The one who eats pap.
The
mob driver.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we have this other lady who's also doing baking. She's very young.
Uh-huh.
She's doing incredible work. Her cakes are amazing and beautiful. And then we have Naomi. She knows you. She's been talking about you. Shall we know her? Naomi Wesi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think she also,
she's also an entrepreneur.
Yeah, and she also worked here, at some point.
She does come here. This is home for her.
Exactly.
Of course.
Now she has
she's part of the Ladies in Business Network.
Yes, she is.
Well.
And she also has assisted us, with the drives and recording videos and stuff. And then we also have Lee Love. She has also been working in
a local radio station
in Edgeshall for years now, pushing. So yeah, we just want to honor them.
It's the first. And radio, why don't you say Radio Pulpit will be there, Mara?
Yeah,
radio
Pulpit,
ladies.
It's coming. It's coming. I can. We have to tell you the lineup.
Yeah, so we'll be having great stuff. And yeah, so on
so
the day.
If ladies would like to be part of that, I understand that on the day, there's also ministry.
Yes, yes. One of the souls will be talking about how, you know, doing business God's way. And we would love to also invite if there are gospel artists, you know, who wants to showcase their, you know, talent. Yeah,
to
why
contact
not?
You.
Yes.
And those ladies who would like to showcase their businesses.
Definitely.
Is there still space for them?
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Okay. The space is big.
I remember that, like you said, last year you had more than 100 women.
Yeah. And we still had space. So the shopping center is big.
Mm.
Yeah. So we can take everyone in.
Okay. Yeah. So,
so on the lineup, we have Radio Pulpit.
Yeah.
We're going to be having kiddies entertainment. We're going to be having a fashion show. So, yeah, there's a lot. There's food stalls. There's going to be arts and crafts.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
But at the end of it all, it's for the glory of the
family. We're going to be having praise and worship.
And tell me, everybody who's involved there, all the business women who are there, they know Christ as Lord and Savior?
Most, we hope so, but yeah, that's what we preach in our in our network. But we're taking everyone. You know, it's an opportunity for us to even reach out
Convert.
To those who doesn't know.
You
know, so we always winning souls. It means we will be talking to other people who doesn't know Christ. But that day is an opportunity for us to show them the love, the kindness, and the goodness of God. So yes, we have female entrepreneurs who knows a lot, and those who would want to know this God that we're talking about. You know,
where you don't have to pay a bribe.
A bribe, exactly. So you must come and meet with female entrepreneurs who are saying, we are doing it God's way and it's working. And come and learn.
But
how
these are not
it.
The only gatherings that you have.
No, you
told me there's an online as well where you're empowering every entrepreneur who wants to grow and know more about Christ.
Yes, we are on social media. Okay, the other one is we have prayer group.
On Thursdays.
Every Thursday, every Thursday.
So anybody who's in business or
not
even
just business,
without.
Females.
Any
female.
How about yung marabunta day?
When
also... Vusi is here. So now you're cutting him out. Vusi, forget. Vusi, very females.
Yeah, so that's where we are graced, you know, with females, you know.
Okay, so for upliftment, every Thursday
every
online.
Every Thursday, 7 o'clock.
Yes,
on
online.
Teams, yeah. Head, the prayer head there is Pastor Rufile Tladi.
Yeah, but so, like, no, so one would have to call you to get the link.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Definitely.
All right,
definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even for the 2nd of August, you would have to be called for that.
Yeah, or even go to our website, to our Facebook pages, everything is there.
So you could look for what? Ladies in Business.
Network SA.
Ladies in Business Network
SA. All right. Okay.
Yeah, on social media. So on Facebook, we have a page and a group. And then we're also on TikTok and Instagram. And yeah, I don't know if you're going to give them my numbers or our numbers.
Yeah, you can give your numbers now. You can
our
give them your numbers.
Our numbers is 076-89-04-037. Our heart is partnering with churches, but we want this God, you know, to...
There are many women serving God in church. And you'd like them to get closer, and I think some have lost even their blessings because of how they did business, because they thought this is the best way, because the world has got its own systems of how things are done. But at the end of the day, there's a way that looks good, but the end of it, it's death.
And you wonder. It's dull, you know, when you do it the God's way, but we can still have fun. We can fellowship and show the world that it can be done through God and with God.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's come and have
You'd rather
fun
be
and
dull.
Fellowship.
You'd rather be dull.
But our God is not boring, guys.
No, but if it's dull to the world, rather be dull.
Yes, rather be dull,
yeah, for His glory.
True.
You know, so today, I think it's Mayor Timbe who sent us this scripture, Luke 9:23-24, that says, "Then He said to them, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves." That is denying the bribes and all that, and being compliant and making sure your things are good, and taking up their cross daily. And I remember the last time you were here, you were talking about how people would even leave you because
reject you.
Yeah, because you guys don't want to bribe. You guys don't want to do things quick.
Yeah.
With bribery, it's a quick one. I remember somebody that we know, I won't mention names and stuff. A friend of mine says, yo, you already have a license. And she says, no, I've got an uncle inside. Don't you have an uncle? A brown envelope. And yes, you give the brown envelope and tomorrow you are in an accident because you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, they are short-lived.
And then the scripture continues to say, for whoever wants to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will save it. Living a yielded life, a surrendered life. And so this is what you're encouraging.
Yeah.
So, okay, the numbers again for Miss Lochi, 076-890-4037.
Definitely.
I think I said it too quick. 076-890-4037.
Yes.
Some messages that you'd like to share with the family before I say goodbye to you, my queens?
You know, the word of God says, do business until I come.
Yeah, occupy.
Occupy. Yeah. So let's continue doing it. And that shows that we have a blessing from God. And it shows that, yes, we can do business God's way. So he gave us the permission and the blessing to do it. So why not do it? Let's do it.
And the ideas are from him.
Yes.
They're not from
us. God inspired the ideas. Yeah. Yes, true.
He has put them in you to occupy.
Yeah. Yes.
The world says take up space. We know it says occupy till I come. Yes, my queen, Miss Prue.
There's a scripture I shared with Chloe last night from Ecclesiastes 4:9 to 10. It says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. Mm. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. So basically what we took from this is that you can't do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are two, if my funnel is down, then I'm able to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are in this network and you are doing things God's way, if you are down, we are here to pick you up and we are here to say, my sister, it's possible. You don't have to go and give that brown envelope. You don't have to do this for so and so. We are here to pick you up and we will lift you up. So we are going to be connecting. We're going to be collaborating and we're going to be building together.
Wow. Thank you so much, my queens, for coming through.
Yeah.
May the Lord keep keeping you and blessing you. And may he also bless the works of your hands.
Amen.
You're such a blessing. I love having you all the time.
Love being here.
I'm like, okay, Lord, they make it seem so easy. If it's easy for them, then it will be easy for me.
Amen.
May God bless you.
And
family, the numbers again, 076-890-4037. 076-890-4037. Do remember, they are not just doing the free outside winning of souls and business marketplace and winning of souls, but they're doing quite a lot. There's a prayer group. There are so many things where they're inspiring each other as entrepreneurs, and you can be part of this awesome group as well. Just call that number, send a WhatsApp, and start working with those of the same family. I'm signing out, and we're saying hello to Germany, Yanni Belsa with Perspective. And we're going to leave you with the sounds of Dr. Dumi in that name.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.